It's time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio described theatre reviews. Hello Vidar and welcome back to Connect Radio.
Good to be talking with you again, Toby. How are you?
I'm not so bad, Vidar. This week, I think it's comedy time with the Fabulous Mischief Comedy Company and what can only be described as a play within a play with their multi-award-winning international smash hit The Play That Goes Wrong at the Alexandra Theatre in Birmingham. So, Vidar, did everything go wrong that could go wrong for the Cornley Drama Society in their 1920s murder mystery?
It did, but in the truly professional sense, shall we say, Toby, everything that was meant to go wrong did go wrong, which is, of course, quite different to everything going wrong, which no one expects, and which is probably the nightmare of all directors and playwrights and theatre personnel. It was fun. I had no idea what to expect. I'd never seen it before. There was a lot of great humour in it. There was, you know, a certain element of interaction with the audience as well, actually to the point where it started, and I wasn't quite sure whether somebody shouting from the audience to the people on coming onto the stage was actually part of the production or an extra part of the evening's entertainment that perhaps no one had bargained for, but it was indeed part of the production. And what I would say, Toby, is I really don't think I would have got half as much out of it as other people would, simply because it was basically, for me, it was audio description that made it work. Yes, you can get a certain amount from the dialogue, of course you can, but there was a lot happening. There were people, you know, playing different characters, etc., etc. And Jonathan Nash, who I'm sure is a describer familiar to many of your listeners, he had a real tour de force to do because he was doing it single-handedly across the evening. And there was so much to describe, a lot more than on your average production, but he did it brilliantly. He had the timing perfect, so you can appreciate the comedy at the same time as your fellow audience members. And actually, that for me was the main point that came out of the show. And having now seen it once, I'm sure there was a lot, even with Jonathan's superb audio description, there was probably a lot that I just didn't take in because it's very fast-moving, very pacey, a lot goes on. And yeah, I'm sure it would benefit from perhaps another seat in the stalls.
That's certainly right, because Vidar, I've seen The Play That Goes Wrong a couple of times, and for me, I think I really benefited from seeing it a second time. And I think maybe that's due for a number of reasons, but I think it's possibly like many good comedy TV shows or films, that when you see it a second time, or maybe a third time, you find little things that you may have missed the first time around.
And I think that probably says a lot about the production itself. Obviously, there's a lot been put into it, a lot of action, a lot of comedy, a lot of all the elements we touched on so far in the interview. And yeah, I think that's entirely right. So it's something that if it does return to my neck of the woods, I would go back. But I would also say that I would hesitate to go back without the audio description, because that still made it, it really brought it to life for me. And again, the pre-show notes. I know we often talk about the introductory notes that you can hear live before the show, or very often in a recorded format, which you can either download or get on CD or however people access that information, which is most convenient to them. That was a very, very good context in which to see the play, particularly, as I mentioned earlier, because this was the first time I'd seen it, and I didn't really know a lot about it until I actually sort of did my homework before going along to the New Alex Theatre. And on the subject of the theatre, actually, Toby, and I think it's something that I would like to say, that without exception, all the staff who met us when we came, and, you know, nobody knew that we were there necessarily reviewing it or anything, they just, we were audience members like anybody else, but everybody was really helpful. The Alexandra Theatre, I think you have been to that before, and you may remember that it's on various levels and quite a complicated building in terms of getting in and out of. But people made sure we had the easiest entrance to go into. The security guys checking tickets on the door took us round to that. We were able to take our seats in good time. We requested a headset. Somebody went and got one and brought it to the seat, which was a nice gesture, saved people queuing and things. And we were asked if we wanted any help with transport, booking a cab or anything at the end of the evening. So people could not have been more welcoming. And actually, particularly for people who don't go to the theatre that often or might even end up having to go for whatever reason on their own, which occasionally has happened to me, it's so reassuring to know that the team is joined up on that sort of level and everybody has clearly had training and is aware of perhaps some of people's, if not all of people's requirements. So I just like to pay tribute to that because I thought it really enhanced our evening, no doubt.
And you were mentioning about Jonathan's description earlier on and how good it was. And I think for comedy, sometimes a describer has to describe over the dialogue to ensure that the description user actually laughs, as you say, at the same time as everybody else. And I wondered, how was that for you?
It worked fine for me. And I'm quite a purist on that because, you know, if at all possible, it's good not to clash with the dialogue. But as you say, there is so much happening at different points throughout the production, fast pace, that actually if you waited for a gap, you'd miss the timing and the whole impact of that particular comic dimension would be lost. So I didn't come away thinking, crikey, I missed because of that clashing with dialogue or anything. I actually just thought, well, thank heavens for having had that explanatory sort of audio description, because I was able to find it humorous and find myself laughing at the same time as fellow members of the audience. There's nothing worse than having a joke 10 seconds after everybody else, not least for the rest of the audience.
And I remember from seeing the play, I think, as I said, very early on, that there was at the beginning a search for a dog, which also ran throughout the production as well. And I wondered if that was still part of the play and whether they've actually found the dogs.
Very definitely. And what was the other thing? Search for a dog, search for a box set of CDs, various things that were sort of mentioned throughout the evening and quite topical as well in one or two references. And a little bit of, for those who don't know, the Birmingham Hippodrome and the Alexandra Theatre in Birmingham are two of the city's big theatrical venues. And there was a little bit of gentle sort of teasing of the Hippodrome during the evening and things as well. But, you know, all in good fun and all added to the, to the fun-packed dimension of a midweek production. And good on them. And I think people went away just chatting anecdotally with people in the row next to us. Everyone seemed to have enjoyed it, which is always a good sign.
So, Vidar, would you recommend The Play That Goes Wrong for people to see once or maybe twice?
Well, certainly I would say once. And actually, I would like to go and see it again because, as we agreed a little while ago during our chat, Toby, there is so much in it that I'm sure that, certainly speaking for myself, I didn't fully appreciate everything. And I guess, actually, because of the type of show it is, and this will be interesting to see, there is so much comedy in things that it probably, I don't say necessarily changes dramatically in any way from night to night or week to week or production to production, but there are probably different aspects of it that are more prominent or highlighted at different times. So lots to see. It's fun. You come out with a nice feel-good factor, and at the moment, with all that's happening in the world, that's not a bad thing.
The Play That Goes Wrong continues on tour around the UK, and more details along with tour dates can be found by visiting mischiefcomedy.com/theplaythatgoeswrong-uk-tour. Well, Vidar, thank you very much indeed for sharing your audio-described review of The Play That Goes Wrong at the Alexandra Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. Great to talk to you again.